because of the nature of this protracted situation, the Somali refugees continue to seek sanctuary and safety in the countries of the sub-region. So there was a need to mobilize a regional discussion. And I undertook a shuttle diplomacy in order to mobilize the regional leaders to have a dialogue over this particular situation. And I'm glad to report that that effort paid off when we had a summit of the heads of state and governments of the sub-region in Nairobi of 25th of March, which led to a very, very comprehensive declaration and action plan.
You're here at a summit that is entitled a Solidarity Summit for Refugees. We've been hearing a lot about the South Sudanese refugees, but we've not been hearing much about the Somali refugees. Is that your goal in coming here?
First of all, we need to appreciate the great efforts of the people of Uganda and the government of Uganda. They have shown extreme generosity to the refugees in the sub-region. Not only do they continue to host Somali refugees here, but they continue to host to date large numbers of South Sudanese refugees, Congolese, Burundian refugees, and refugees from many parts of the world. This is the only country in the sub-region which doesn't have an encampment policy for refugees. It has a settlement policy. It's a model that we think needs to be adopted by the rest of the sub-region, because it's a model that actually makes the refugees contribute meaningfully to the country where they stay, but also to the country of return when the return becomes apparent. We do not have in Somalia large outflows as we speak now. We're speaking about population that left Somalia 27 years ago. But as we speak today in Kampala, we have got refugees arriving from South Sudan seeking sanctuary in Uganda. There is need to show solidarity with the Ugandan people, with the Ugandan government, and I'm here as part of that international effort to show that solidarity.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
What I'll just like to add is, in the context of Somalia, we need, as the international community, to have a collective effort to mobilize the resources, particularly development resources for Somalia, so that the Somali people can appreciate real peace, so the youth can find recruitment, so terrorist groups do not have a space to recruit young people who are hopeless. And that can only happen if we meaningfully develop the country. As it is now, we have been engaging in 27 years of humanitarian effort, which has been very, very useful. But I think going forward, allowing the refugees to return, allowing the internally displaced people to have meaningful life, allowing Somalis to have to regain their dignity and their country, we need to have the collective effort of the international community, particularly the development actors, to move in with speed and participate in development actions in Somalia. That will be at the defining moment for the country. And for the sub-region, on behalf of the High Commissioner, I would like to say thank you very much for what you have done for humanity, because this is the sub-region which has the highest number of refugees. It's also the highest number of refugee hosting countries. So I think that as we thank the leaders of the sub-region, we must concretely provide financial support, material support to the government of Uganda in order to integrate even more the refugee population in this country.